We are on Daf, Kuf Yud Dalet, Omed Beit. No, really on Kuf Yud Dalet, Omed Aleph. The last line of the Omed, Ela Bachalev Imoi Lomali. The Gemara said now that Sai Achaisek Tano, Sai Achaisek Gedoilo, Rashi Yatsepshat from Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim. That means, speaking about the same mean, Gedi, Achaisai, that's Ktana, that's Nichnasim Eladir, Doyle Shaina Nichnasim Eladir. We learn out Amaatzat from Imoi and Hora Barachel. So we have here a extra Chalev Imoi. Elba Chalev Imoi Lomali. So why is the third Chalev Imoi said? Miboy Leilich Desanya. I need this to tell me a third halacha. Bachalev imoy. Ein li elo bachalev imoy. That means that we're cooking a gdi with the chalav of the mother. Hi atzma bachalova minay. But how do you know if we had first milked the mother and then we shechted the mother and now we want to cook the mother in her own chalav? Hiatzma bachalova minayim. How do you know that there's a issa to cook the mother in her own milk? So the Gemara says, Amrit kalvachayma. I can make a kalvachayma. Uma bimokim shleinesar pri im pri bishrita. Nesar pri im ha'im bishrita. So the Gemara says like this, we find that if a mother had two children, you'll have to shech both children the same day. Afal pikein, the mother and the child, is also to shech in the same day. So what do we see from this? We see from this that pri im pri is killed, is more killed than pri im imoy. Pri im pri is mutter lishchait b'yayim echad. Pri im imoy, that means the child and the mother, is also lishchait b'yayim echad. So we see that pri im imoy is more chamer than pri im pri. Mokaim shenesa pri im pri bebishul. So if we see that basar b'cholov is also, now basar b'cholov is pri im pri. That means it's the cholov. The cholov of the mother is the pri of the mother. The child of the mother is the pri of the mother. Ein eidin shenesa pri im ein bebishul. So if pri im pri is also, zavad gebis pri im ha'im is also. So pri im ha'im shen zicha bi also. Talmud loimel bachalei bimoi. So it now it says a third time chalev imoy to asa that you're not allowed to cook the mother in her own milk. Frekte gemore holomalikro. I don't need a posik for this. Ha'osyilo, you just told me a kal v'chaymel. You told me a kal v'chaymel. Tamadoch pri im pri. That's muta bishritim is afal pikein pri imaim is also bishrite. So pri im primi, that's also bebishul. Ein edin shenesa pri imaim bebishul, that you're not allowed to cook the mother in her own milk that was taken from her before you shechted her. She just had a kal v'chaymel. So why do you need now a riboy of chalev imaim? Let us see Rashi. He atzma an Ella. Ella krosh lishi lamay osa. Why do I need a third posik b'chalei v'imay? Kamo legufe. The first posik is telling me legufe. Chalei v'imay. With a gdi. Tinyona lepore v'rochel. That you're not allowed to cook the with the chalev poro, you're not allowed to cook a gdi with chalev poro. Ve'idach lamai. So what's the third chalev imay coming to teach us? So the Gemara says he atzmo b'chalovo sheyotzo mimeno ba'oido chaya. That the milk was taken from her when she was still alive. It wasn't chalev shchute. And later yeshech the aim, is there an iser to cook the aim b'chalev atzmo? Zot Rashi, va'af midrosho zu niren advor. So now Rashi says a meridikizach. We have here a shakla v'tarye. Is there an iser of bishul bosor b'cholov on an eis im chalovo? Now this is zicher a min eis. There's no shaila about it. Now if the second shaila was also by min eis, achoisei ktana, achoisei gdoila, there was a shaila also a min eis. The shaila was it's nechnesesi meledir, ainen nechnesesi meledir. So there was pilpulim already by a mean ace. That's a Rabbi Yosef Tovelun Lermshat. There was pilpulim by a mean ace. How do I know that achayse ktano, there's an isabosa b'cholo, achayse gdoila, that yonich nesasi meiladir, einich nesasi meiladir. So we see from so va'af midrash zu niren advarim dalachayse mamish matzrich talmude, that we were speaking about before by achayse oy mikro oy mi beinayit. The more one thing you learn now from a posik or matza, da afilu lehi atzma matzrichin in talmude. We see over here it's not sufficient that. According to Rashi, the whole Gemara was only speaking about Achayse Gdoyla means a Por, Achayse Ktana means a Rochel. I mean, there was a whole Shaila Dafke about Minim Nefrodim, if there's a Issa of Bosa B'cholo. In Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim Lom Pshat, no, a flew by the mean ace, there's a Pilpul. Is this Dafke by a gdiyim imoy, or is it a filu by gdiyim achayse gdoilu machayse ktane? Da filu liyatma matzachinen talmudet, before the mother alone, that zicher amin eis, there's a ganze shayla, will she be also bachalei vatzma? Alme loy nafkelon mikro deli gufei kol min gdi. The posik, the first posik that said like Sebashal Gdiba Chalev Imoy, so it's not finished. Oh, I see that Al Kaponim by a min gdi, I know everything already. I only know a mother with a child. That's what I know. So now I'm gonna clara shaila, that's also me bishrite. So now I'm gonna clara shaila, remember what's with Achaisik Dela, Achaisik Tana. Amalei nafkele mikod gufei kol mingdi ali meidavke. Aval hi atzmoi loy. So bohu adin achayse gdei lektana. So Rashi says from this Gemara, you see Rashi bin Zaraye to Rav Tuv, Rav Yosef Tuvel. So the Gemara says, there's a kal v'chaymel. Ma doch pri im pri is muta b'shchite. Sheshoichtim shnei b'nei porachas b'yom echot. Vafal pikein priim imoy is also b'shchitim. So priim pri b'bishul gdi im hecholo, which is a pri mi pri, that's also b'bishul. Ein eidin, priyim ima, you should be also bebishul, that you shouldn't be allowed to cook the mother in her own chalav. That's priyim ima. That was the Kal V'chaim, and now the Gemara brought a posik, so what's wrong with the Kal V'chaim? So let's see the Gemara further. Omar Rabba Chadvoi Ba'ami Bishum De'ika Lameima, you can slug up this Kal V'chaim. What is the Kal V'chaim? You're saying, the Kal V'chaim is telling me as follows. I find by Shchita, Pri Im Pri is Mutter. You have to shecht two children in one day. Pri im imoi is osi. Now that the shecht, a mother and a child the same day. So what do you see from there? That pri im imoi is more chamo than pri im pri. So therefore, by bosa b'cholov, which is pri im pri, the cholov of the aim, and the child of the aim, which is pri im pri, it's also see that there is pri im pri, avad givis the teire should ask the cholov of the aim together with the aim. That's the kal v'chaim. So Rav Ach, Baba Chadvoi Bar Ami said, there's a pilche and there's Kal V'chaim. Mishum de'ika le'meima, sus ben susyo achi preido yechiyach. Now what is this case? Sus im susyo achi preido yechiyach. That means like this. There was a susya, a female sus that had two children from two husbands. One from a male sus, and one from a male chamor. She had two children. From the chamor, she had a daughter. From the sus, she had a son. Now, so her son is a sus. Her son is a sus. And her daughter is a preida. Now, the sus with the preido, pri im pri, is also. That means the sus not allowed to be marbia the sus with the sister, because she's a preide and he's a sus. So mamela, so pri im pri is also. The sus with the susya, the sus with his mother, is muta. So you're making a kal v'chaima. You're making a kal v'chaima. That what? That wherever pri im pri is also, so then pri im imoy should zicha be also. If basar b'cholov, which is pri im pri, is also, so imoy b'chalev atmo should zicha be also. That's your kal v'chaima. I'll show you that it's not oiskal. I'll show you a case where pri im pri is also. The sus is also with his sister, the preda. That's pri and pri. And the sus is muta with the mother. So it's a heavy yechiach and the safe din of your kal v'chaima. That pri and pri could be yosar and pri and mima could be muta. That's what Rabbi Chadvoi says. Amar Rabbi Chadvoi bar Ami mishum dikil ameima sus ben susyo achi preida yechiach. She also pri im pri. He's also with his sister. Or mutter pri im aim, and he's mutter with the mother. So you see, that's not. You can't make such a blank statement. Wherever pri im pri is also, so pri im ima is also us. Let us see Rashi so far. Oma Rav Achadvoi hoche. Here we're not saying that the Kal V'chaim is not good. The Kal V'chaim is good, but I have a chiyach on the side of the Kal V'chaim. Mishum damak shal seifa, then I have a chiyach from someplace else on the seifa. Achi preido. He is a brother of a preido. She yolato hasusya min achamel. His sister, the susya, gave birth from a chamer. V'hoyo lo ben acher min asus. And she has a son and a daughter. A son from a sus, and a daughter from a chamer. Hare ben muterim imoy. the ben is mutri mimoi, va osari machoisoi, it's osari machoisoi. Let's go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Hosam zera ha'ov hu dekogor. So the Gemara asks, this din that you're saying, you know why the son is also in his sister, not because of the mother, because of the father. He's also in the sister because our father was a chamer. Our kalvachaymer is, if pri im pri is also, that means, mitzat being a pri of the aim shafs iser, so pri im imo is icher also. But that is if the iser, that means, if mitzat pri her aim, there's an iser pri mi pri, then there's icher an iser pri im imo. But here the iser pri mi pri is not because pri her aim, it's because the father of a sister was a chamer, Melotzi Rashi. Hosam zera of kogorim, v'isuro lav mishum pri im priu. The iser is not because her two children are also, elosh mishum pri im she'enai pri. The iser over there is because his sister is an enai pri. Tlaimim mitzad avim shulcholo. Avol gdi bechalei v'imoi, but by basa b'cholov. There the iser is as pri mi pri. Shnei amal shem imam, koron akosov. Lo yisevashol gdi, the gdi is the pri of the mother. Bachalei v'imoi, with the cholov of the mother. So there the iser is alt pri mi pri from the aim. V'teida de taime mishum chilek avu, al kochoch, the halacha over here, that pri mi pri is also pri mi aim is mut, is because of the father, dozimnim da avi iser ipre. Because in such cases, it could come out punfakert also. The pri im ha'im also, or pri im pri muta. Now let's see the Gemara. Zuck the Gemara. Hosam zera ovu de kagorim. Da pered ben susya. Achi preida, yechiyach shemuter pri im pri, v'osor pri im haim. That means if you had a chamor habor asusye, they had a son and a daughter. So the son is muter with his sister, because it's they're both the same mean. And the son is osor and mimoy. So here you have punfaker, that pri mi pri is muter, and pri im mimoy is osor. You're saying, you have a riot, and the pre-pre is awesome, pre-mima is muta. This is not the yisod of pre-mima. Here there's another factor, if the father was a chamer, some a meila, so then the brother and the sister are the same mean, and the son and the mother are two mean, that's some a meila has nothing to do. Let us see Rashi. Because it can be sometimes faker. The priim aim also, u priim priim muta. The peret ben susye. She yolatoy minachamur. That, vuhu achi preido. Shoisol o susye zu oid basachas minachamur. So memela. So this is not a pich on the kalvachayma. So we're back to the kash. I have a kalvachayma that if pri and pri is also, so pri and mima should zikhe be also. Why do you need a posik? Zuck the Gemara. Elo oma mar barei da rabine. Bishum dike le meima. Eved ben shivcho achi mishuchheres yechiach. שעושה פרי ופרי עם פרי, ומותר פרי עם האם. יהד אנ עבד בן שפחה, אחי משוחרס. That means like this. There was, let us learn the vile Poshet Ivra in the Gemara, then we'll see Rashi. You heard here a Shifcha Knanis that had a son and a daughter. Fine. Now they were Meshacha the daughter. So what do we have over here? So now the son is also in his sister because she's a Meshacheres. He's an Eved Knani. The son is mutter and with the mother. The son is mutter with the mother. We'll see soon why. The son is mutter and the mother. So you see over here, so that's a pilcha. You see pri im pri is also, and pri im ima is mutter. Before we see Rashi, so the Gemara says also the same up frag and this Yechiyah. Hosem get shichu de kagorim. That what the son is also and the sister, it's not because the primi pri creates Yisurim. She became a Meshacher, so now he became also and the sister. Hosem get shichu. And I prove it to you. The Eved ben Meshucheres Achi Shivcha Yechiyach Shemuta Pri and Pri Vosa Pri Yomem. I'll tell you a different case. That there was a Shivcha. There was a Shivcha. She had a son and a daughter. Fine. And now they were Meshacha, the mother. So you have Pri and Pri is Mutta. And Pri and Mima is also. He wanted to prove he have a yechiyah that pri is also pri mima is mutter. That was the yechiyah amai kal v'choymen. So I'll show you the kamek fakert also. The meshach of the mother. So you have pri and pri is mutter, and pri im imai is also. Now let us see Rashi. Eved ben Shivche Mutter Bemin Imoy Vaosa Bebas Chayrim. Now Rashi said over here one word which means a lot. Bemin Imoy Vaosa Bebas Chayrim. We'll come back to this. So he's mutter b'minimai v'osa b'baschayr. Upachinen, we'll come back to this, Rashi, osam getshicha kagom, lam mishum pri im pri. Da zimne da ve'ivche, u'mitzah. He can be osam the mother begat a shtar shicha, and mutter and the sister. There's a Gemara, the Yavetz asks Akasha, and this Rashi said, Amir Nikibot, Rashi said, if you had a mother, a Shifche, and a son, so the son is not mutan the mother, the son is mutter b'min imoy. That means, the son is mutter and a Shifche, he's also the sister because she's a Mishacheres. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara says that an Eved is Mutter Be'imoy. Especially the Gemara, an Eved is Mutter Be'imoy. And the Gemara says as follows, Michlal benoyach yotzo, leklal Yisrael aleiba. As I state in the Gemara, an Eved is mutter be'imoy, from Michlal Benoyach Yotza, Michlal Yisrael Loi Nichnas. Now there's a machloikis pshat in this Gemara between the Rambam and Rashi. This is how the Minchas Chinuch says pshat in that Gemara. Amir Diki Gemara. That in Ebed is Mutta Be'imoy. But Agavuch, before we go further, the Yaivitz and our Rashi says Rashi's wrong. Rashi says in Ebed is only Mutta Be'min Imoy. He's not Mutta in his mother. He's Mutta in the mother. The Gemara says, Kloron Sanhedrin Dachnun Chesem at Beis, and an Eved is Mutta Be'imoy. Bechlal Benoyach Yotzo, Mukdushas Yisrael Le'nichnas. That's what the Gemara says. Now, I'd like to mention these two Mahalchim I saw in Avodas Dovid and Sanhedrin from Amechut Merabar and Dovid Goldberger Shlita. He brings there two Mahalchim in the Gemara. There's the Rambam's Mahalach, and could be there's Rashi's Mahalach. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. First, let us say the Rambam, and the Mistama, this is the Kash of the Yaivitz. Amir de Kerambam. The din is, a Benoyach is Osa Be'imai. Benoyach is Osa Be'imai. The din is, a Yisrael is also Osa Be'imai. An Eved, so the Rambam learns Pshat, Mechlal Benoyach Yotza, Kedushas Yisroel Loi Nichnas, he's a third species. He's not a Benoyach. He's not a Benoyach anymore. He's an Eved. He's not a Yisroel either. So all Yisurei Arayis, which apply by a Benoyach, which apply by Yisrael, does not apply by him. So the Rambam learns Pshat Yana Gemore, Kipshuta, Eved is Mutta Be'imoy. There's no Yisrael, because he's not a Benoyach and he's not a Yisrael. He's a third gender. There's no Yisurei, all the Yisurei Kuve, all the Yisurei Arayis were said by Benoyach and said by Yisrael. He's neither of them. He's not a Yisrael and he's not a Benoyach. That's how the Rambam learns Pshat. And therefore the Yaivitz asks from that Gemara and Rashi says, Huta b'minimai. The Chedushi Aran, the Yad Ramah, Rabbi Yankov wants to say in our Gemara, that the Gemara in Sanhedrin means, Eved Muta b'imai means as follows. That it's speaking about, his mother was a goite, right? He was also born a goite. Now, Kozman, he's a goite. He's a goy, so he's also b'ima. Right? Now, he became an eviknani. An eviknani is a b'chine of gershen is gaya kikotn shenoy ledomi. That means he's an eviknani now. The yichus that he had between himself and his mother, she's not a mother anymore. Avdus is also a type of a geiris. This mila, this tvila, it's a type of a geiris. So memela, he's not related anymore to his goyish mother. Now, by all geirim, let's talk about a poshita case. You have a goyish mother and a goyish son. The goy was Megaya, so Mika then is Mutan the mother. He's not related to the mother anymore. Geshen is Gai Kakot and Shenayladam. Midarabonon is also the mother. Why is he also the Midarabonon and his mother? Shlo yoimru bonu mikdusha chamura lekdusha kala. That means, you know what the goyim are going to say? Oh, before we were goyim, then it was also. But now that I'm a yid, now it's Mutta. So people should not say that goyim are more kedoshim than yidden. Some of the rabbanon is also beimoy. Zok the gemara in Sanhedrin, zok the gemara in Sanhedrin, but that stuff if he'll become a real yid. So then me the rabbanon we asked him beimoy. But if he did not become a real yid, he's an eviknani. So memele, so mina toire, Al this is like a geiris. So geishin is gaiv kekon shanoyla dami. See, he's muta be'imoy. To say, bonu mikdusha chamura lekdusha kala, he's not a kodesh. He's not an evan. He's not a yi. So meila, afilu mitarbonin, he's also muta. That's how Rashi learns. So Rashi learns over there that a eved is muta be'imoy. You know what an imoy means? It means a goite. That's the pashtus. That's what the Menchus Chinuch learns pshat in Rashi in Sanhedrin. Here we're speaking about that a shivcha had a son, an eved ben shivcha. He's a son of a shivcha, and he has a sister that lady became nishtacha. So the Gemara wants to say, priyim, priyim is awesome, priyim, ima is mutter. So Rashi had a problem. An eved with a mother, a shivcha, is taka also. The Gemara is only speaking about an eved with a goita, because there's a geiris in between. This is Rashi Shita. That's what Rabbi Yanke wants to say over here. That Fakir, Rashi learned the Gemara in Sanhedrin, an eved is muta be'ime, she was a goita. So the Abdus is a geiris. Our Gemara is speaking about an eved ben shivcha, so taka also, it's taka nisa, an eved ben shivcha. So that's why, so Rashi had a stickle problem with our Gemara. The Gemara says that pri im pri is also, and pri im imoy is mutter. So Rashi says, no, don't take it literally that it means im imoy, it means im min imoy. He's allowed to marry another shifcha, but not his mother. His mother's taka also. This is l'chay ripshat in Rashi, and it could be Rashi Lishitosi in Sanhedrin, and Rashi is not like the Rambam. Rashi would hold like the Rambam, but according to Rambam, would be very good at Gemara. Mamish, so an Eved is Mutta Be'imai. That's according to the Rambam. Now, L'davoini, you have to understand, we're learning a Sugya now. We're learning a Sugya, and Rashi, in the beginning of this Sugya, wanted to open up our eyes. And Rashi says that more clears a shayla if you cook an eis b'chalev atzmo, if it's muta or osa. More is a whole shayla. So Rashi says, what's the shayla? It's the chalev eis. It's even the mean of an eis. What's the problem? So Rashi says, oh, you see from over here, that fakert, we're not being done only if by the mean age there's a isar abasa b'chalav. The posik says loisavashal gdi b'chalav imay. The posik is speaking about the chalav of a mother and the basar of a pri of a child. So the gemara is a shaila. So that's pri. So that's pri and pri. It's the cholov of the mother, the gidi of the mother. So that's pri and pri. So the gemara is a shaila of a pri and mimoy, the cholov of the mother with the mother. Maybe not. So fakert Rashi showed us that the gemara had a tzad loishavashel gidi b'chalev imay. Maybe the Torah only asked pri and pri. Pri and mimoy, maybe that's the shakla v'tai over here. So the Gemara made a kal v'chomer. No, my madoch by shchit the pri and pri is mut and pri and mime is also. So by basa b'cholav the pri and pri is also. So pri and mime is zichos. My made a kal v'chomer. So the Gemara says. So I need a pasuk. Have a good kal v'chomer. Mishmo says I have a yechiach. I have a yechiach that an eved ben shivche is. Us and then there were Meshacha Achoisoi, so an Eved Ben Shivche is also Bachoisoi and Mutza Beima. So we see that Pri and Pri is also, and Pri and Mima is Mutza. So Rashi says it doesn't mean Imima, it means Minimai. So that's not our sugya. Our sugya is speaking about this nekuda, pri and pri and pri and mimoy. You're talking about samazay and evidence muta b'shifre shkaya. That's not our sugya. Agamara is speaking about a pri and pri and mimoy. So the etzem kasha I found, Baruch Hashem, the Teferes Yaakov is the kasha. I mean, the way Rashi is saying now, im min himoy, so what kind of pirch is this to our sugya? Our sugya, we're speaking about padavke, pri im himoy, we're not speaking about min. We're speaking about particular relationships. In the same mean we're speaking, but that's what Rashi said before. Okay, lo'ira bossi, Teferes Yaakov is a whole mahalach, but I'd just like to say over the hall. Elo Omar Avidi Baroven, Mishamdikala Meima Klaiz Roim Yechichu. You're making a kalva chayma. Whenever pri im pri is also, so pri im imoy is zichar also. Elo ama rav idi bar oven mishimdike lameima klai zroi mechichu. Now again, I have a yechiyach and your kalva chayma. You have a kalva chayma madoch pri im pri also. So pri im imay zicher bi yosa. So I'll tell you klai zroi mechichu. She also pri im pri. Umuter pri im ha'im. What does that mean? That means like this, that the karke is the aim of all the peiris. So now, you're not allowed to plant a chito with adashim, a chito with tzoyre. That's pri and pri is also. But a chit in the karke, you're allowed to plant. So you see, so pri and pri is also, and pri and mima is mota. So, abgefragt, hier bin ich hier. So you see sometimes that pri and pri can be also, and pri and mima is mota. Let's see what Rashi says. Klai is roim, chitim im adoshim, Shaosal is roye, zeim zeim, nalat a plant, chitim and adoshim, umutal is roye, kol echod imima, ima karke. But you're allowed to plant, chitim and karke, and adashim and karke. So you see, your whole, you saw that priyam, you said, kavochema, whenever priyam, pri is osas, priyam ima zichos. Eba yechiach, klai zroim, that priyam, pri is osas, and priyam ima is mutter. So the Gemara answers, Klum Neser Pri and Pri, Ela Yedei Haim. I got news for you. There is no Isser of Pri and Pri. There's an Isser of a combination of three. You have Chita, Seira, and Karke. If you can take a Chita and Seira and put it in a pot, there's no Isser. There's no Isser of Pri im Pri, like Bosser im Cholov. The Isser is a three-way combination. Pri im Pri im Karke. Klum Nesser Pri im Pri elai dei ha'im. Dochiti v'sari bekade v'loi mitzeru. You'll take a chita and a seir and you'll put it in a pot. There's no Isser. So the whole Isser is of Yisereya Bekarke. So this is a different type of an Isser. That's not what we're talking about. This is an Isser that originates from a combination of Pri and Pri and Mimoy. That's the type of an Isser we're talking about. So Pri and Pri and Mimoy is also Pri and Mimoy is Mutar. So, but we're talking about Pri and Pri is also. Let's see what Rashi says. Upachinen, hasam pri im pri mi mitza, klum nesa pri im pri, ele bezriye, da aina yedei haim, so it's a different type of an isa, it's pri im pri im imay. Dachs mir, der reishoyse bis moira, that the isa of zriyes klayim im imay, it doesn't have to be nishrash. That means if you put chita soira ala karke, Sizra Kloim. It doesn't have to be Nishras. Just like by, he speaks about, I think, just like by Shabbos, there's Isser Zriya. Yeah, so it's Niklat after 3 days. It doesn't, but Isser is the Maiser Zriya. The mice is real, karke is also. You put these two, even though nothing happened yet, but that's called as real karke. If you put two zroim in a pot, it's garnished with garnished. Al kaponim, the Gemara says that, there's no pircha from over there. Because there's no iser of pri im pri. It's pri im pri im a karke, im imoy. So it's no. Elo amarabashi. So we're stuck, man. So we still have a problem. So why do we need a posek like sevashul vibach alayvime to tell me that you're not allowed to cook the aim v'cholov shalom? It's a kal v'chomer. If pri and pri is also, so pri and mima is shezicha b'yosa. So the Gemara answers, ma le pri and pri shekein shnei gufim. Pri im pri ish shnei gufim. Taima be pri im haim shekein guf echot. That means like this. There's an issa of shnei gufim. That means by bosa b'cholov, there's an issa of shnei gufim. Now let's go by the beginning of the Kal V'chomer. We're talking about shechita. You're allowed to shecht two gufim. You're allowed to shecht two children the same day. You're not allowed to shecht a child and the mother the same day. So we saw from over there that the guf ha'aim im havlad is more chamor. That's pri im imoy. That's more chamor than two gufim pri im pri. Fine. That is the yisod. So therefore, I want to say that if I see that pri and pri is also, you're not allowed to take the milk from the mother and the child of the mother, which is pri and pri, you're not allowed to cook them together, so you're not allowed to take the milk of the mother and cook the mother in her own milk. That's pri and imoy. So the Gemara says, the milk of the mother, the milk was once the mother. That means before the milk came out of the mother, it was guf echad imei. So you can't learn out one guf from two gufim. That means the milk of the mother with the mother has a mila of one guf. So you can't learn this out from pri im pri. That means that's right. Pri im imoy, they are talking about two gufim. You're talking about a mother and a child, two gufim. But here we're speaking about one guf. Now, ledavoini, I don't understand the Gemara. Because by shchita, the Kal V'chomer was built by shechita. You're allowed to shecht two children on one day, and you're not allowed to shecht a child and a mother the same day. Okay, that's pri im imoy. Now, the pri im imoy, l'chayre, was once one goof with the mother. It was once one goof with the mother, before it got born. It was obi yarachimai. So it was once one goof with the mother. After it got born, so now it's called pri im imoy, but the whole iser of loisishchetu, the nelat shecht, a child and a mother, is speaking about, which is now two gufim, which was one guf. So why is basa b'cholov any different? Why is Basa B'cholov any different? Basa B'cholov now is Tugufim. After you took out the milk from the mother, now it's Tugufim. But L'chayre, the Gemara means to say, but since originally it was one Guf, So Mamela could be there's no Issa on something which was originally one goof. So Lachayr we see by Bri'i Mimoy by Shchitas also was originally one goof. And Lamaise, when it becomes two goofim, it's also. So Lachayr Imoy Bachalov is also the same thing. It was once one goof, but now it's two goofim. So I don't really understand the Gemara. And on this Gemara, there's no Rashi. Let us see Tosfos and Kuf Yudalad Amud Aleph. Bachalev pore v'rochel minay. The Baraisa said, how do you know that you're not allowed to cook bachalev pore v'rochel minay? So Tosfos says, le'itztach le'i l'rabbeis b'she'ein minay. The whole shayl of the Gemara is, the whole sugya is, you're cooking a pora b'chalev gdi, a gdi b'chalev pora. So you're using two meaning, panisa basa b'chalev. Avo pora b'chalev atzma, is so Tosfos says avo pora bachalev atzma doshini lo kamofim shtem gdiya filo pora borochel b'mashma b'chinam dochak b'kuntares. So Rashi wanted to say that this parais is chaylik on the Gemara before. Gdi means dafke gdi, and this would therefore need another pasuk for pora. So Tosfos says no, we know pora is also wasa. The shayla is if you have the cholov of a pora with a gdi, that's the sakavatai of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, a kal v'chayma, pora v'rochu, shenesre ima barbo, that if it's nesre ima barbo, it should zicha be nesa be-bishol. V'im toima chaye v'oif yechichu, l'rabbi kive, o yoif l'chudi, l'rabbi yoshi aglili, d'nesru abo im shein neiminoi, there's an Isar Harbo by Oif, Kanamrinim Besoif, Shosh Nogach HaSapore, Bloy Nesru Bebisho. He says, here the Gemara is making a Kal V'chaymer, that, why do you need a Posik to tell me that you're not allowed to cook Agdi B'chalev Porom, since Agdi is Nesar Barbo, so tzicha should be nesa bebishul. That was the Gemara's kasha. Frak Tosfos, so you're telling me, so Tosfos says, chaye v'oif yechichu. Agdi is also barbo b'chaye, and there's no din bishul b'osa b'cholov by a chaye or an oif. V'eshloime adadifa porich. So Tosfos says, the Gemara asks a better kasha. Mares, nein, ma lagdi, she kein nesri me beschite. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Rishash wants a tain on this Tosfos, he doesn't understand Tosfos kasha bechlal. Tosfos says that, heva yechiach, that nesro ba harbo doesn't answer, because by a chaye, there's no Isser Bosa B'cholov with the Cholov of Achaye and Agdi, even though it's Nesro Babo. So the Rishash asks, over there, B'chlal, by Achaye, there's no Dinah Bosa B'cholov. The Chaye is a mean, there's no Isser Bosa B'cholov. We don't have a Teichiyach. We're talking about something that has a din bosa b'cholov. It's nasa bosa b'cholov. So we're asking if you will have the cholov of one mean with the bosa of another mean. So we're saying if the Torah asked the chibur of the meaning, the Torah zichad asked the bishul of these two meaning. But achaye, the Torah, I mean, afilo achaye b'chalev ima is also mutter, or noif also. This is the Rishash's kasha on Tosfos. Ma le'imoy shekei nesra imoy b'shrita. So the Gemara says, no, you can't make a kal v'chaymer. Ma le'imoy shekei nesra imoy b'shrita. Teimel rabbonon, Chaya Teichiach. Rabbanan hold that a Chaya is also Basa. Or this is a Basa Bechol of Bechaya. Then I say Bespenai Noyeg Bechaya. He says, you're telling me that what? That you know by a mean gdi, there's an iser basa b'cholo, because there's an iser shrite. Gdi, you mean by this iser shrite, so there's iser basa b'cholo. Asha'en kain, parim, chalev parim gdi, there's no iser shrite, parim gdi, there's no iser shrite. There's no Issa Bosa Bechalov. Frek Toysviz, Chaya Techiach. There's also no Issa Shrite by Chaya. There's Issa Bosa Bechalov. L'davon, you don't understand this Toysviz also. Because L'chayre, what is Pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara wanted to make a Kal V'chaymah. Mora said, ma doch, gdi im imoi, there's no iser habo, there's an iser bishul. So gdi im poro, that there's an iser habo, so there's ich an iser bishul. That was the kavochem of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, no, gdi im imoi, there's an iser shchite. So it could be that's why there's an iser bishul. So what does the Gemara mean? Gdi im imoy, there's an Issa Bishul. So does the Gemara mean that the whole Issa Abasa B'cholav Zoni Gdi im imoy, when there's an Issa Shchite? The Gemara is speaking about Minim now. That by a mean Gdi, there'll be an Issa Abasa B'cholav, but could be a Gdi in a Pora, there won't be. But by there's no shaila whatsoever. The Gemara Zichra held now that a gdi in with the cholam of an ace, a fellow lav davke imoy, will also be isa basa b'cholam. Even though there's no isa shchite, the whole pirch of the Gemara was you want to say that the isa bishul basa b'cholam was said by not similar meaning, because we see this isurim of chibur by not similar meaning. We see a poros also begdi b'harbo. There is isurim of not similar meaning. So mameila about the gibbis should be isur abos b'cholov. So the Gemara says, no, I see a fakertus for him. There's an isur of chibur by similar meaning. You see, gdi and mima, there's an isa shchite. So maybe the isa chibur is dafka by similar meaning. But the Gemara did not mean over here that you need the isa basa b'cholav is only by gdi and mima. A gdi with the cholav of another is will zicha b'yasa, even though there's no isa shchite. So therefore I don't understand what Taisva says, achaya, there's no isa shchite. Gdiim and Chalav Eis, there's also no Issa Shchite. Vav al Pikem, the Gemara just means to say that could be the Issa Chibur of Basa B'Cholav was said by similar meaning, not by unsimilar meaning. Just like we see the Din of Shchite was said by similar and not by not similar. Talmud Loima B'Chalav Imoy. Oy Dorish Mnei B'Somech, we learn another Rash, Hi Atzma B'Cholav. Ava gav de shmuish, shmuul dorish leile milsei leil. And Taisvis learned that we also go like shmuul, not where Rashi said. Oche dorish mi bachalev, de trei minayu miyatri. Tu chalevs hamiyute. Ava motzel michta beimoy. Oy sevashel gdi beimoy. Vano yedana de bachalev imoy koma. Kibin de bachad minayu, avaksive bachalev imoy. So here the chalev is miyuto. So this is coming to tell us these doshes. Rabbi Yosi glue the mayat oif shein loy chalev aim is mivav de imoy kadorish. That's nothing. That imoy has chalav. That's his mayat oif. But al kaponim, the Amitai says, Lushitosai, that this price is also going according to Shmuel.